On paper, for skiers, mountain bikers, and investors, the proposed Zinkton Mountain Resort between New Denver and Caslow sounds pretty good. As described by lead investor David Harley, Zinkton will be a high-elevation, high-latitude, ultra-low-impact resort village combined with the optimal blend of endless backcountry powder lines, lots of lift service runs, ski and ski-out residential opportunities, and outstanding owner-operator amenities. But not everyone agrees that the proposal sounds good at all. A group called the Wild Connection, representing conservation and environmental interests in the central Selkirk Mountains, has launched a provincial petition aimed at halting Zinkton plans, for now, maybe for good. Wild Connection folks are saying, press pause, let's plan. Joining us this morning are Wild Connection spokespeople Nikki Blackshaw and K.L. Keevy. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Darren.
Yeah, so, K.L., Nikki, first tell listeners a bit about Wild Connection. Beyond halting Zinkton, what are the organization's roots and bigger aims?
Our roots is that we're a group of concerned citizens and now a rapidly growing coalition. We're community members who want to see right-sized and appropriate development for the area. We're advocates for wildlife and impact ecosystems. We are recreationalists. And we also represent the autonomous deniers. And our aim is to demonstrate to government that people want to press pause on any new or the expansion of existing commercial tenures until a larger land use planning process is complete for the region. It's time for the government to do what they said they would do. They need to take a leadership role in their mandate for rural development and reconciliation. And they need to allocate resources to our region so we can plan for a healthy environment and healthy communities.
Ladies, just a quick aside, the First Nations name for white grizzly is part of your message and collateral. Why white grizzly, and how exactly do you pronounce that in Sinai's language? It looks very complicated.
Well, it's fairly straightforward.
The
Sinai's name for white grizzly is Pik-Kilona. So Kilona is also the name of, in a related dialect, the name of the city, Kelowna.
Okay.
So
yeah.
It's not that difficult. So you put the word pick in front and you have pick Kilona.
Oh, good. Right on.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Well, now that you've given us that instruction, I can ask the next question. On December 14th, the Wild Connection launched a campaign to protect the Pik Kilona wilderness. Was this campaign created specifically to fight Zinkton, or has it been in the works for a while?
Zinkton 55 square kilometer all-season exclusive resort was the catalyst for the Wild Connection, but it's actually a symptom of a larger problem, a commercial land grab that's been going on around our communities for far too long.
So last week, Zinkton was given the green light by the province to begin work on the second of three proposal phases, the development of the formal proposal document, which will detail the project's scope and impacts on the environment. Now, it seems like the project's proponents are working at a pace they're expected to work at. There will be two more rounds of public input and a public open house, and that's still a ways away. So I guess the question, why is it necessary to completely halt the proposal already?
Well, there are certain problems inherent in the whole process. I think that's the fundamental piece of it. For those of people who remember the Jumbo Wild campaign, we know that the Mountain Resorts branch has never halted a project. They have never said no to any project before. And so we're looking at a public input and public process that is faulty. We knew that 80% of the people on both sides of the Purcells opposed the Jumbo Glacier Resort, and yet it proceeded. So based on that experience, we need to jump in right now and start saying, you know, we need to press pause. We need to do the necessary planning before we jump in further. You know, it's a waste of government resources and public monies to keep something going that we know is unsustainable as currently proposed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So there was tremendous demand on the region's tourism sector, even pre-COVID, unprecedented ski, bike, and even hiking traffic. Does it make sense at this time to take some pressure off our already strained tourism resources and the expected and inevitable lifting of travel bans and plan ahead?
This is exactly why we need to press pause. We need a plan for our region. It actually really doesn't make sense to take the pressure off this way. There are a number of existing recreation resorts already in place. Kelowna is not the right place for this all-season resort.
Ladies, Zinkton lead investor David Harley is among, he's a longtime New Denver resident and the lead investor in the Zinkton Lift Company. He touted a few of the resort's innovative approaches. He includes commitment to divert 1% of ski revenue to assist remediating the 120-year-old Retallack mining district. There's a partnership with Silversmith Power and Light to deliver certified green climate-neutral electricity and a forward-thinking, quote-unquote, village plan. The resort sounds ambitious and with the times. Is there anything positive about it that you see?
Well, I would like to address some of the greenwashing claims of the developer. First of all, the Silversmith Power and Light Company, which is to deliver, quote, certified green climate-neutral electricity, first of all, I'm not sure what certified green nature Silversmith Power and Light Company has. We have evidence to the contrary of its damage on the environment. The second point is this generating capacity of Silversmith is 0.3 megawatts. It takes a full megawatt to run one ski lift.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the amount of power that is going to come from the supposed green electricity source is minimal compared to what is actually needed to power this kind of village. And this is a good example of the sort of greenwashing perspective that the developer keeps putting forward. It's not forward-looking. There is no way to mitigate for habitat loss. The magnitude of 455 square kilometers of habitat loss connected to putting 1,500 some odd skiers a day in that kind of vibrant, necessary, connective ecosystem.
How realistic is it, do you think that with development and real estate investment surrounding the central Selkirk in all directions, Revelstoke to the north, Okanagan to the west, Nelson down here, Columbia Valley over to the east, that the laid-back and remote and affordable lifestyle of beautiful places like New Denver, Silverton, Slocan Lake, and Castle can, in fact, be spared? How do you stop this progress or process?
They won't be spared. Studies repeatedly show that small communities are negatively impacted by large-scale recreation resorts. Housing prices and taxes significantly increase. Scarce housing becomes already scarcer. Any jobs that are created through the resort typically pay minimum wage. Our official community plans for the region outline that people want healthy ecosystems and clean water. They want peace and quiet, and they want undeveloped crown land.
And I think the thing I wanted to add to that is that the people of the region have demonstrated their commitment over the years to maintaining adequate habitat wild spaces for the wildlife and the ecosystems that we depend on. That's been pretty clear. And, you know, a few days into our petition that we've launched, hundreds and hundreds, we might be up to 1,000 by now, I didn't check this morning, people have signed the petition to demonstrate their commitment to that. And I think that commitment is growing as we're looking at, you know, the mass extinction, anthropomorphically created mass extinction that we're in the middle of. So it will be spared. We will spare it.
Cale, you were involved in the jumbo fight that went on for years and years. You had said earlier in the interview that roughly 80% of residents on both sides of the Purcells were opposed to jumbo. Do you feel there will be that same level of opposition to Zinkton?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The habitat values of this area are very comparable to jumbo. In fact, Michael Proctor, the grizzly bear biologist, says this is some of the best bear habitat with the best huckleberry patches anywhere in the Selkirks. So this is really, really high value terrain. It's the connectivity corridor between Goat Range Provincial Park and Kokanee Glacier Provincial Park. If this is developed, if this Pikkelona, 400 square kilometers that we're calling Pikkelona, is developed, Kokanee Glacier Park will become an island with a lack of genetic mixing with other wildlife populations. And we know what happens to genetic islands.
Mm-hmm.
This is key. This is a key area. This isn't just any area. This is a key area.
So that's actually the bigger idea, isn't it? With the wild connection is essentially what you're looking to do is create a corridor between Goat Range, which is a provincial park, or that's probably
yes, it's a provincial park.
Is it provincial park?
Yeah.
Is that right, Cale? Okay, so
yeah.
So you want to connect Goat Range to Kokanee with basically the land that exists between the two parks.
Yes, but we're not calling for a park. We're wanting it to be preserved as is with the level of impacts that are currently there, and to look at those existing impacts as well. But that is an area that is highly, highly used by locals for a whole range of recreational activities, from skiing to wildlife photography to hunting to biking. It's a place to harvesting. The First Nations use the area. It's a vital place for local communities, as well as being a key connectivity corridor.
So what's that next then for the Wild Connection effort, and how do people find out more or get involved?
So people can visit thewildconnection.ca. They can sign and share the petition. They can write a letter to elected officials. We've included everything you need for your letter on our website under the Take Action tab. And spread the word. Your voice matters. People have a really strong sense of place here, and they value their communities and the wilderness that surrounds our communities. And together we can make a difference.
Nikki, KL, thanks a lot for speaking with us on pretty short notice. We know you just rolled out the info on the campaign late last week. We'll be sure to take your concerns and your comments to David Hartley in the next couple of shows and see what he has to say.
Thank awesome. You, Darren and Rob, for having us.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
That's KL Keevy and Nikki Blackshaw. Both are with the Wild Connection. The message, press, pause, and let's plan. The group represents conservation and environmental interest in the Central Selkirk Mountains. They have launched a provincial petition aimed at halting plans for the 50-hectare all-season Zinkton Resort near New Denver and Caslow.